Yet a common story goes thus. Once a very poor woman called a Christian radio station asking for some help. A man known to be an unbeliever in God and who highly despised religion, who was listening to this radio program, decided to make something out of it. He decided to play a prank on the poor woman and make her a fool. He got the lady's address, then called his secretary and ordered her to buy some food and take to the woman with the following instruction. When the woman asks who sent the food, tell her that it is from the devil. When the secretary arrived and delivered the food to the poor woman, the woman was so happy and readily accepted the food, moved inside her little house. The secretary, out of curiosity, asked her, "But don't you want to know who sent the food?" The poor woman replied, "No, it doesn't matter. Because when God orders, even the devil obeys." Dear friends, when God orders, even the devil obeys. The gospel of the day presents this act of encounter, where the shackles of captivity and bondage of Satan are broken by the power of Jesus, where kingdom of Satan yields to the kingdom of God. We saw in the gospel reading, Jesus is in the synagogue on the Sabbath day and addressing the people. His teaching is full of power and conviction. His teaching is filled with passion and favor. This presentation of Jesus with full of power and authority is something remarkable and worth to be imitated and inspired. Jesus announced in his first speech, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim liberty to the captives." In tune with this announcement, the Lord goes about preaching liberty to the captives. And this liberation from captivity was done by Jesus with a lot of power and authority, with immense conviction and passion. When one is deeply convinced of one's beliefs, it overflows into one's words and deeds. As Jesus taught the people, he encountered a man with an unclean spirit who cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" Darkness cannot reign when light shines. Satanic powers begin to crumble when the word of God is proclaimed. The man with an unclean spirit could not tolerate the words and the presence of Jesus. His heart and mind began to vibrate. And finally, unable to withstand, he yelled out, "What have you got to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" The power of God was much more powerful than this yelling. The Lord with might and power ordered, "Be quiet. Come out of him." And when God orders, even the devil obeys. The gospel says the unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. Our life is a constant battle with the powers of evil. Time and again, we have people and situations who discourage us. Many times we go through moments when spiritual life doesn't seem to be encouraging. We often get tired down by the powers of temptation. We often get disappointed by the struggles of sinful tendencies. But let us know for sure, the power of the Lord is with us, waiting to save each and every one of us. We need to know for sure what we need to do to yield ourselves to the orders of God, to make ourselves open and docile to the commands of God. Let us examine our Christian lives and check. Do we constantly seek to live a life in the presence of the Lord so that no powers of Satan can touch us? The mighty power of the Lord is with us, always wanting to provide for us, always wanting to take care of us. Let us submit ourselves to His power and authority, knowing for sure when God orders, even the devil obeys. As we know, this is the Catholic school week. We have been taught and handed down the faith that we profess. Now, it is our duty to do the same to the younger generation. We all know, with the changing of times in this materialistic and consumeristic society, learning and practicing faith is difficult. But we have an opportunity to support in many ways the Catholic school and education we have in our parish, so that our younger generation may learn more and be away from evil tendencies and satanic powers as listened in the gospel reading. Let us continue to pray for the Catholic education and the Catholic school that we have in this Eucharistic celebration, and try our level best to support the same. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.